It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Well, certainly surprising news as the Cardinals and manager Mike Schilt part ways, citing philosophical differences today, October the 14th, 2021. Mike Schilt, the third manager since 1996 when the DeWitt family became majority owners of the St. Louis Cardinals. Welcome into the Cardinals Insider Podcast. My name is Brett McMillan. We are bringing you the press availability today with Bill DeWitt Jr., who, of course, is the chairman and CEO of the St. Louis Cardinals, and also John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals, discussing that move as the Cardinals now will be looking for a new manager. Schilt was named interim manager in July of 2018, as you may remember, after Mike Matheny was excused. And he spent 13 years in the Cardinals system from 2004 through 16 in player development. He was a scout, a minor league manager on the big league coaching staff, of course, under Mike Matheny, and then had been the major league manager on an interim basis at first, and then that interim tag removed for the 19, 20, and 21 seasons. The Cardinals going to the postseason in all three of those years. In fact, Mike Schilt was 252 and 199 and the 2019 National League Manager of the Year as voted by the Baseball Writers Association of America. We're just going to let you hear this thing as it unfolded in full. We have edited not for content but for brevity, some places where, as you can imagine on a Zoom call, there might be pauses between questions or someone asking a question or giving an answer that has their line break up for a moment because of internet issues. So we tried to clean that up for your listening pleasure. There will be spots where you will hear a member of the Cardinals media relations staff go ahead and call on reporters. There are other places where the reporters just start on in. But here you go. Here it is. Again, it is Bill DeWitt Jr., chairman and CEO of the St. Louis Cardinals, and John Mozeliak, president of baseball operations, discussing with the media the decision to part ways with Mike Schilt as the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals.
After a successful 2021 season, and it just ended a little over a week ago, we have determined that we have a philosophical difference in the direction that our major league club is going. We feel like at this time, that it is best for us to end our partnership with Mike Schilt. So I notified him earlier today that he has been dismissed of his duties. At this point, I will open it up to questions. Thank you.
Can you describe the nature of the philosophical differences the organization had with Mike at this time?
Not really. All I can say is that where we felt the team was going, we were struggling to get on the same page and ultimately, with him having 1 year remaining left on his contract, we could have certainly gone into 2022 with him having that over him. And we just decided internally that it would just be best to separate now and then take a fresh look as we enter the new season.
Has there been a determination made on the status of the rest of the coaching staff?
The rest of the coaching staff, I am hopeful, will return. There are a few individuals that have their contracts expiring shortly, but I will begin in earnest next week to touch on that.
Any Wu?
Well, I was wondering if you could expand on some of the philosophical differences between the two parties.
Not really. As I said, there's reasons behind why we do that, and you know what direction we're trying to go with is something that we tend to keep private anyway. But just the overall health of this club, we feel very optimistic as we look at 2022 and just felt like the leadership downstairs needed to be on the same page.
Benjamin Hoffman.
Can you describe, was this past season a success in your opinion for the St. Louis Cardinals, or how would you rate what just happened for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, I think, as I stated before, I think 2021, it was a real success and something that for all of us that were part of the organization are going to take enormous pride in. Anytime you go on a 17 game winning streak and actually create history for your organization, it's something that you take enormous pride in. A lot of the times these types of decisions aren't solely based on just the season or specifically more to the point, it's directionally where we want to go. And so, these decisions are never easy. But ultimately we feel like this is something we had to do.
And can you describe the importance of, I guess, preserving the young arms that the St. Louis Cardinals have, notably in Alex Reyes and some of these young arms that have been used at the major league level, and preparing them for the following seasons, the importance of that?
Well, it's very important. I mean, obviously we're excited about having, four quality starters that we think we're pretty comfortable with. Obviously with the emergence of Woody, that was great to see at the end of the season. But yeah, we're going to have some difficult decisions on how to think through Reyes, Hicks, and others in terms of their role and how to use them. This past week, we did not really address that. We did discuss it, but ultimately, we'll see how things sort of develop over the winter.
Zach Silver,
Mo, I guess now as you look for a new manager, what are some qualities or what are some directional ways you want to see the big league club going?
As you guys could imagine, I mean, things have sort of kind of moved quickly over the last week, and in terms of what we're going to look for, I do think we have some quality internal candidates. So ultimately I'll just sort of, my staff will take the next few days to sort of catch our breaths and then see what that next step looks like.
Jim Hayes.
Mo, understanding that you don't want to discuss what the philosophical differences are, I was wondering if you could just give us some context for these differences that became increasing over recent time, or is this sort of ongoing differences without saying what they are? Was this something that came up later, or has it been sort of going on for some time?
Yeah, candidly, it's been something that just popped up recently. And so, ultimately, as I stated, I mean, you certainly can always go into next year with a manager on a one-year deal. And, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But given all the sort of directional parts that we're trying to pull together, it just made more sense for us to cut ties now.
Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson.
Hey, Mo, did this conversation, this parting of ways, stem from conversation about an extension? And had you guys offered one to Schilt this offseason?
I had no discussions on an extension to this point. As we were looking to the future, we were trying to just understand what we wanted that to look like. But as we looked into things further, had further discussions internally, we just decided that we were going to make this decision.
Where some of the differences that were, can some of them be pointed to the offensive direction? And we saw kind of a pivot in the offensive approach this year. Is that tied to the way that looked and the way it needed to look moving forward?
Again, I don't want to get into specifics. I'm not finger pointing here. The decision we made has been made, and ultimately we have to stand by that, because that's the decision we decided on. And so these are not easy. Mike Schilt was in the Cardinal organization a long time. On a personal level, I hired him back in 2003 on Christmas Eve. I think I made a job offer to him. And he entered as a scout, went on to switch over to player development, ultimately worked his way up through the minor leagues and became a major league manager. And it's an amazing accomplishment, given his story. And so, this was not something that we came to quickly. It was not something that we just jumped onto, but I will say that where we are is what we felt was in the best interest of the organization.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Derek Gould.
Mo, maybe this is a question for both you and Bill coming at it from different angles, but I'll ask you first. You guys have for years talked about how continuity is a strength. And in a lot of ways, Shilt personified that in the sense that he grew up in the organization like any player. I'm wondering if, since this is a rupture of philosophical differences, what that, if you could square that circle for us in the sense that here's a guy who has been part of the organization for so long, how could there be such a parting of philosophical differences if that's a strength?
Well, I still think our continuity is a strength, but you still have internal issues that can happen, and people evolve, people change, ideas change, philosophies change, and ultimately it's Bill's responsibility, my responsibility to try to keep the organization going directionally where we'd like it to. And so, again, these are not easy decisions. We didn't come to it quickly. I think we're proud of the fact that we've had that continuity. We're proud that we've had the ability to promote from within and have people from our system advance. And, you know, candidly, I hope we can continue to do that.
You, this is two consecutive managers that you've brought sort of from internal realms. Does that maybe encourage you to look outside in this next time? Would you might put an emphasis on looking from outside the organization?
I'm not really prepared to answer that at this point. I think we had to get the first step of this accomplished, which we've done. And now we will begin huddling and deciding what makes sense for us moving forward.
Randy Carricker?
Mo, in regards to the roster that you put together and gave Mike Shilt to manage this year, how did you feel about the way the group was managed?
I felt the team was managed well. Overall, I think, the roster evolved. As you know, we had to make some mid-season changes because the original version of what we broke in spring was not working ideally. But ultimately, I think given the way we finished and how we played, this is not a reflection simply on wins and losses, right? It's not simply a question of, were you happy with how the game was managed? It really was more at a higher level of where we saw the team going and where we wanted it to go.
You, in your last answer, you talked about philosophies changing. Would you say that in regards to these differences, your philosophies have changed, or over the course of years of managing the Cardinals, that Mike's philosophies changed that caused this divergence?
Well, I'm not going to speak for him here, but I'll speak for myself. And yes, my view on the game and how you do things is always changing. I'd like to think of myself and the staff as someone that's, we're always looking to get better, get smarter, not just follow trends, but try to help create some if that's at all possible. But, ultimately, it's our responsibility to put a quality product out there, and how we go about it and the resources we use to do that is incumbent upon all of us.
Hey, Mo, what is player input at all part of this decision? And then also, can you describe the nature of the conversation you and Mike had? Was he shocked?
Not going to get into who I spoke with or exactly the details of how we got to this decision. I will characterize my conversation with Mike Shilt as, yes, he was very shocked.
And Mo, if people around town are people reading this correctly, that it's a surprise move? Did you come to this decision in a short amount of time, or had this been building?
I would say the conclusions came rather quickly, but it was something that was brought to my attention over time.
Katie, do you have a follow-up? Katie Wu?
I do. Mo, when you came to this decision, how much did 2022, which has long been estimated as this team's biggest window of contention, factor in on this being next season being a must-win season?
Not at all. It this again is not, was not a decision solely based on like wins and losses and anything.
Ben Frederickson.
Well, is Jeff Albert going to be back as the hitting coach? And I guess to ask bluntly, was the tension between him and Schilt at times part of the reason that led to this?
As of right now, Jeff Albert is under contract, so I would expect him to be back. And in terms of that being the sole reason for this decision, the answer is no.
Jeff Passan.
Hi, Mo. I just want to make sure and clarify this. This was entirely a baseball-related decision, correct? Or were there other factors aside from baseball that led to it?
No, this is a baseball decision.
Derek Gould?
Mo, it's unusual. I have a question for Mo and for Bill then. Mo, it's unusual for teams to make an announcement of this enormity on a day where there's also a National League playoff game. Does that speak to how rapidly things change today?
I think that's a fair question or statement, yes. And did not want this to be something that would drag off into next week or when we would have had that one day window. So both Bill and I requested permission to do this so we could do this today rather than push it out further.
Bill, I wanted to ask you what this says to the commitment you've made to the philosophy spearheaded by the front office at this point. I know you don't make these decisions lightly. I think you've told me before that you prefer not to fire people and that it goes to a link. I wonder what this says about the commitment you've made to the front office and the philosophy you see them steering the team.
You cut out a little bit there at the end, but I think what you're asking is, how does this relate to the philosophy of the front office? Now, I think, you know, Mo said it well, this is based on, you know, differences between Mo and his group and the manager, and it's didn't have anything to do with this year. And you also referenced continuity before. I value continuity, but you know, I value continuity if we're continuing to head in the right direction. So, you know, this is a decision that everybody bought into, and that's kind of the way it played out.
Bill, while the team is going through that historic winning streak, was this something that you were, what was on your mind? Was this a reckoning that you knew was on the horizon?
Are you asking me?
Yes. Yeah, I'm asking you, as this team is going through the winning streak, are you?
I mean, I wasn't actively thinking about the managerial situation at that point in time. I mean, obviously I was engaged in all the games. So, you know, Mo and I have conversations, if not daily, you know, often about the direction of the organization and so forth. And, you know, when the season ended, we huddled and, you know, this is how it came out.
I guess maybe a better way for me to ask you, and this will be my last question, is were you and Mo, if you want to chime in on this, I understand. But during that winning streak, were you aware of a gap growing in the philosophical differences between the leadership of your team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into, you know, when and how and, you know, when did it start and when did it end? I think Mo said it pretty well. This is, you know, something that we came to and you know, decision was made.
Ben Hockman, did you have a follow-up?
I did. I guess my question is, if in regards to the term philosophical, I mean, can you explain what I'm missing here? Where if you're the boss of somebody and you have a philosophy, why can't you just tell him to do that philosophy? I know that's a very basic thing, but can you respond to that, Mo?
Sure. I can tell you to like jump out of your car right now, and you may choose not to. You know, it's, you know, people can think on their own. People can make decisions on their own. And, you know, a lot of this is about, you know, creating autonomy, but there are certain things that we would like to see done. And, you know, ultimately, really touching on more of Derek's point of the continuity of thinking, is it is evolving. It does change over time. But ultimately, we just felt we were at a place where we weren't going to have a meeting of the mind.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mish, Rick Hummel.
Mo, is there a certain type of manager you're looking for now?
You know, obviously we feel like the person coming in is inheriting a very good club. So there's kind of two ways to look at this. It's, you know, maybe chasing someone with you know, experience and success, or it might be someone that just has a lot of familiarity and understanding what we already have. So I think in terms of what we'll do or the directionally of how we'll do this, it's going to take us a little time to sort through, but, you know, I don't want us to have to drag our feet. I don't want this something to go, you know, into mid-November where we don't have this resolved. So we'll work quickly at this. And in terms of nailing that exact profile that you just asked for, I'd have to say that's still to be determined.
Without naming names, do you have a candidate or two on your current coaching staff that would be under consideration?
Yes, I think so.
Ben Frederickson?
Mr. DeWitt, were you expecting or hopeful that you guys would agree with an extension with Schilt this offseason? Was that a plan for you? And can you speak to, I guess, just the idea of this philosophical differences when we saw, you know, a lot of things that Schilt kind of prioritized seem to be things that you guys valued, you know, defense and, you know, cleaning up some of the details that had gotten a little ragged, and how that sits with you?
You know, I wasn't thinking actively about an extension at the end of the year. I mean, Mike had a contract that goes into, you know, there was another year left on the contract. So you don't really think about those things or talk about them until after the season's over. And, you know, the season is now over, and we got together and kind of went through kind of where we stood as an organization. And, you know, that's sort of the way it played out.
And just your idea that the philosophical that they couldn't, that Mo's group, you said, and the manager couldn't get on the same page. It seemed like a lot of the things that, you know, you guys value Cardinals baseball being about were things that the team had done well in recent seasons with cleaning up the defense, the base running, things of that nature. Did something jump out to you as being so different that it couldn't be solved?
You know, in today's baseball world, it's the business has gotten more and more complicated. You can see the growth in baseball operations and the staffs. And so there's more to it really than, you know, an element or two on the field. So, and, you know, one thing you want to make sure is everybody's on the same page. And, you know, that's pretty critical, or you're going to kind of stumble along the way. So, you know, that was part of the discussion that we had.
Jeff Jones.
Mo, you've mentioned a couple of times sort of the strangeness of the timing of this, given what's going around the league today. Was there a concern that if this move didn't happen quickly for you all, that you might miss out on potential candidates who might be candidates for other jobs as well?
No, really the thrust of this was more for Mike's benefit to just cut the cord now and not have it drag out and then, you know, be left hanging later. And so it was more of the speed of this was more to just hopefully benefit him.
He several times during the season, especially when things were going badly in June, made comments to the effect of managing with what he had and doing the best he could with the players he had on the roster. Was there frustration throughout the season between perhaps the dugout and the front office based on the speed or maybe lack thereof from his perspective of outside additions? And did that become a part of this conversation?
No, it did not.
Randy Carricker, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Mo, throughout the sport, several front offices have parted ways with managers because of a disagreement as to how to implement analytics. Obviously, you have an analytically inclined group in the front office. How much, if at all, did the implementation of analytics play a role into this?
Again, I really don't want to start, like, you know, carving out where this philosophical difference became, because I just don't think it's fair. You know, look, we want things to always work out. You don't ever want to have these types of press conferences. You like to everything be rosy, but we just weren't in a spot where we thought we were positioning ourselves for ultimate success, not just for today, but long-term. And so we made a very difficult decision, one that we did not come to lightly. And, you know, both Bill and I and others will tell you it's agonizing. It's not fun, but, you know, in the betterment of what we think for the organization, we had to do it.
And Bill, I want to go back to that comment about stability, because Whitey was here for 10 years. Torrey was here for 5. You hired Tony and he's here for 16. Matheny, he's here for 5. So you've had a guy for essentially 3 seasons, Bill. How did you react when you got this phone call that Mo wanted to make this move?
Well, first of all, I didn't get a phone call. I mean, Mo and I have constant communication. I was going to say throughout the season, but really year round on all kinds of baseball matters. And, you know, I'm not going to comment on a point in time where this decision was actually made or what our thinking was, but, you know, generally at the end of the year, we all sit down and talk about where we are, where we're headed, and, you know, how we think we can do better. And, you know, that's sort of baseball. You play it one season at a time, but then you look forward to the future. And so, you know, we have those conversations and, you know, so here we are.
Thanks, guys.
You're passing.
Mo, I know you won't talk about the philosophical differences, but can you say what the Cardinals' philosophy is and what you would like it to be going forward?
Well, look, we're an organization that has a trust in creating a pipeline from our minor league system to our big leagues for both players and staff. We're a typical organization that tries to stay internal with what we're trying to do. We try to help individuals grow into these roles. And, you know, for where we were in this point in time, we're not making this decision on a reaction of the season. This is a decision that, as we start to look forward, what do we want to most look like? And what do we want, how do we want that to be run? And so, rather than for us to sort of debate or talk about these details, again, want the very best for Mike Schilt moving forward, whatever should happen with his career. But ultimately, the decisions that, you know, both Bill and myself and some others came to was what we want to do and where we want to go, we needed to go a different way.
I mean, some of those things that you're talking about there sound more like player development, which, of course, the big league manager doesn't handle. And when you talk about philosophical differences, like, you understand why we're curious about this, right? If you're citing that as the reason for firing him after a playoff season, after a 17 game winning streak, the details there do seem to make a bit of difference. Do they not?
Again, I'm here to protect employees. I'm here to protect him. You know, if he wants to discuss those with you, that's his choice.
Ryan Fagan, Sporting News.
Hey, Mo, I just wanted to clarify something. I thought I heard you say earlier, I think when Kamish asked the question, is there a candidate or two that you have in mind? And if so, could we see this process wrap up quickly?
As I stated, there are some internal candidates that we do have confidence in. Could it move quickly? Yes. But I want to take a few days to sort of just take a step back, catch our breath, and then take a hard look at what that looks like. Thank you.
Ben Frederickson?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so Martin, did you have any follow-up? Martin Kilcoin?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Mo, was there a meeting between you and Mike where you addressed these philosophical differences, and was there a chance where he has to either get on board or get off board? Was there a discussion like that where he had you guys address these issues and you basically say whether he's on board or not?
No, it was more of a collection of information that ultimately got us to where we are. And so, no, it was not an open meeting.
Had you guys met since the season ended in person?
We had met last Friday as a staff, yes.
Mo, it's interesting that Mike has been with the organization as long as he has, and now you've got the philosophical differences. Was this something that was possible, say, a week or 5 days ago? Were you thinking about making this change at that time?
I would say, like in any decision making, there's a lot of organic reasons for things over time. But I would say over the last 5-6 days, it was something that came to a head.
Thanks for joining us on the program today. We really appreciate you tuning in here. Normally, we do stuff that's a little more feature-driven during the season, perhaps an interview, perhaps a story from Cardinals history, perhaps just an interesting conversation with someone from the realm of Cardinals baseball, whether they work for the team, whether they play for the team, whether they are in some way just associated with the Cardinals. We try to bring you a little bit of everything, and also moments like this that are certainly consequential in Cardinals history, we try to add some perspective there as well. If you enjoy what we do, please be sure to follow, rate, review, subscribe. You can reach us via email as well, podcast@cardinals.com. My name is Brett McMillan. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Cardinals Insider Podcast.